अभ्रमं भंगरहितं अजडं विमलं सदा आनंदतीर्थमतुलं भजे तापत्रयापहं नित्या सिद्धांत दुध्वांत विध्वंसन विचक्षण जयतीर्थकृतनिर्भासतां नो हृदंबरे अर्थिकल्पितकल्पोऽयं प्रत्यत्यगतकेसरी व्यासतीर्थ गुरुर्भूयाद् अस्मदिष्टात् सिद्धये तपोविद्याविरक्त्यादि सद्गुणोगाकरानां वादिराजगुरून् वन्द्यै गिरिप्रदाश्रयान् पूज्याय राघवेन्द्राय सच्चिधर्मरताय च भजताङ्कल्पवृक्षाय नमतां कामधेनवे दुर्वादिध्वान्तर्वे वैष्णवेन्दीवरेन्द्रवे श्रीराघवेन्द्रगुरुवे नमोत्यन्ति आळ्वे आपादमौलिपर्यन्तं गुरूणामाक्तिं स्मरेत् येन विघ्नाः प्रणश्यन्ति सिद्धिं च मनोरथाः हरिः ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. This is the Vishnu Sahasranama session in English. We have been seeing the Purva Pitika. So the one question that comes to our mind is like, you know, how should we recite the Vishnu Sahasranama? Though we talked about it, I just repeat that one more time. So because whether we should recite only the Vishnu Sahasranama, or should we recite along with the Purva Pitika, and in Purva Pitika also should we recite only whatever is there in Mahabharata, or should we recite along with the Mahabharata verses the tradition driven verses also, should we recite everything? So this question comes to our mind. There are basically three kinds of approaches. In all three approaches we mention the Rishi, Devata and Sandas. So the one approach is what, like, you know, a lot of places we do that, only the Sahasranama. So we just say, Asya Sri Vishnur Divya Sahasranama Stutra Mahamantrasya Sri Vedavyaso Bhagavan Rishi Anushtup Sandha Sri Mahavishnu Paramatma Shivan Narayano Devata Sri Mahavishnu Prityate Sri Sahasranama Jape Viniyogaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Vishvasmai Namaha. Om Vishvam Vishnu Vashatkaro Bhuta Bhavya Bhot Prabhu. Like that we say the Sahasranama. And so at the end, when the Sahasranama is done, we just complete Sikshanarpanamastu. So we don't say any Uttara Pitika or Purva Pitika along with that. That's one basic approach. The second approach is we tell whatever is there in Mahabharata's slokas only, which is in terms of Yudhishthira and Bhishma Samvada form. We just say only the Mahabharata slokas as Purva Pitika and Uttara Pitika. So how do we know which are the Mahabharata slokas? They are the ones that are, say, like, you know, Bhishma and Yudhishthira Samvada Rupa. So only those are whatever is in Mahabharata, that we say. So that's the second approach. The third approach, we tell everything, like, you know, tradition slokas and the Mahabharata slokas, so which we have been seeing the Purva Pitika. So we have seen the meaning also, basic meanings of those slokas, and it starts like, you know, Oh Arihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, and then Shuklam Varadharam Vishnum Shivarnam Chaturbhujam Prasanna Vadanam Jaye Sarva Vighnopashantaye Yaschid Viradabhaktaradya Parishadya Parashatam Vignam Nignanti Satam Vishvaksenam Tamashraye Vyasam Vashtanaptaram Shakte Potramakalmasham Parasharatmadam Vande Shukatatam Taponidhim Vyasaya Vishnurupaya Vyasarupaya Vishnave Namo Vai Brahmanidhaye Vasishtaya Namo Namaha Avikaraya Shuddhaya Nityaya Paramatmane Sadaika Rupa Rupaya Vishnave Sarvajishnave Yasya Smaranamatrena Janma Samsara Bandhanat Vimuchyate Namastasmai Vishnave Prabhavishnave Om Namo Vishnave Prabhavishnave. These are traditional slokas. Then we get the slokas from Mahabharata. In, you know, like in second approach where I said we say only Mahabharata sloka, this is what we tell. But in first another approach, we tell everything. So I am taking the version where we are telling everything. Shri Vaishampayana Uvacha Shrutva Dharmana Seshena Pavanani Cha Sarvashaha Yudhishthira Shantanavam Punarevabhya Bhashata Yudhishthira Uvacha Kimekam Daivatam Loke Kim Vapyekam Parayanam Stuvantakam Kamachanta Prapnuyurmanavashubham ओ धर्म सर्वधर्माणां भवतः परमो मतः किं जपन्मुच्यते जन्तुर्जन्म संसारबन्धनात् श्रीभीष्म उवाच जगत्प्रभुं देवदेवमनन्तं पुरुषोत्तमं सुवन्नामसहस्रेण पुरुषः सततोत्थितः तमेव चाचयन्नित्यं भक्त्या पुरुषमव्ययं ध्यायंस्तुवन्नमस्यंश्च यजमानस्तमेव च अनादिनिधनं विष्णुं सर्वलोकमहेश्वरं लोकाध्यक्षं स्तुवन्नित्यं सर्वदुःखादिगो भवेत् ब्रह्मण्यं सर्वधर्मज्ञं लोकानां कीर्तिवर्धनं लोकनाथं महद्भूतं सर्वभूतभवोद्भवं एष मे सर्वधर्माणां धर्मोऽधिगतमो मतः यद्भक्त्या पुण्डरीकाक्षं स वैरच्चेन्नरस्वदा परमं यो महत्तेजः परमं यो महत्तपः परमं यो महद्ब्रह्म परमं यप्रायणं पवित्राणां पवित्रं यो मङ्गलानां च मङ्गलं दैवतं देवतानां च भूतानां यो व्यप्पिता इतः सर्वाणि भूतानि भवन्त्यादिगागमे यस्मिंश्च प्रलयं यान्ति पुनरेव योक्षये तस्य लोकप्रधानस्य जगन्नाथस्य भूपते विष्णोर्नामसहस्रं मे शृणु पापभयापहं यानि नामानि गौणानि विख्यातानि महात्मनः ऋषिः परिगीतानि तानि वक्ष्यामि भूतये दिस् इस् द महाभारत श्लोकास् अप् टु दिस् सो द दिस् मीनिङ्ग् आल्सो वी हेव् सीन् वेर् भीष्म आस् द क्वश्चन्स् ऐम् सारी युधिष्ठिरः आस् द क्वश्चन्स् टु भीष्म द सिक्स् क्वश्चन्स् एण्ड् फर् दट् भीष्म आन्सर्स् सो वी वेण्ट् थ्रू दट् सो बेसिकलि what is the parama daivata is Vishnu and how to please him is through Vishnu Sahasranama. So that's the essence of that. And then the next part is whatever is through the tradition slokas. So it says Rishin Nam Nam Sahasrasya Vedavyaso Mahamani Chando Nishpratha Devo Bhagavan Devaki Sudha Amutashudbhavo Bijam Shaktir Devaki Nannaha Tisama Hrudayam Tasya Shantyarthe Viniyujyate Vishnum Jishnum Mahavishnum Prabha Vishnum Maheshwaram Aneka Rupa Daityantam Namami Purushottamam. And then the Nyasa that we do Asya Sri Vishnu Divya Sahasranama Stotra Mahamantasya Sri Vedavyaso Bhagavan Rishi Anushtup Chandha Sri Mahavishnu Paramatma Sri Mannarayano Devata Amutanshudbhavo Bhanuriti Bijam Devaki Nandana Srashteti Shaktihi Udbhavakshobano Devaiti Paramo Mantraha Shankavunnandaki Chakriti Kilakam Shangadanva Kadadhara Ityastam Rathangapanirakshobhya Iti Netram तिसामासामकस्सामेति अवचम् आनन्दं परब्रह्मेति योनिः ऋतुसुदर्शनकाले दिग्बन्धः श्रीविश्वरूप इति ध्यानं श्रीमहाविष्णुप्रीत्यर्थे सहस्रनाम जपे विनियोगः सो दिस् इस् हियर् दिग्बन्ध ऋतुसुदर्शनकाले दिग्बन्धः सो पीपुल् एक्स्प्रेस् द डौट् शुड् वि नाट् टेल् दिस् फार् एव्रिथिङ्ग् सो फार् विष्णुसहस्रनाम In the other two approaches, we are not saying that, is that okay? So it is okay because Vishnu Sahasranama itself is the Mahamantra. So not saying that and just reciting Vishnu Sahasranama as mantra and doing the japa is fine without this traditional slokas, that's okay. So, and then dhyana slokas, we were seeing this and these meanings we will go through that. क्षीरोदन्वत्प्रदेशे शुचिमनिवसस्यैकते मौक्तिकानां मालाक्लुप्तासनस्तस्फटिकमणिनिभैर्मौक्तिकैर्मण्डिताङ्गः शुभ्रैरभ्रैरदभ्रैरुपरि विरचितैर्मुक्तपीयूषवर्षैः आनन्देन पुनीयादरिनयनगदा शङ्खपाणिर्मुकुन्दः भूः पादौ यस्य नाभिर्वियद् असुरनलश्चन्द्रसूर्यौ च नेत्रे कर्णावाशाशिरोद्यौर्मुखमपि दहनो यस्य वास्तेयमब्धिः अन्तस्थं यस्य विश्वं सुरनरखगोभोय गन्धर्वदैत्यैः चित्रं रं रम्यते तं त्रिभुवनवशं विष्णुमीशं नमामि एण्ड् देन् द श्लोकास् ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ശാന്താകാരം ഭുജകശയനം പത്മനാഭം സുരേശം വിശ്വാധാരം ഗഗനസദൃശം മേഘവർണം ശുഭാംഗം. സോ ലൈക്ക് ദറ്റ് സം ശ്ലോകാസ് ആൽസോ കം. സോ ദീസ് ശ്ലോകാസ് ദ മീനിങ് ഐ ജസ്റ്റ് ഗോ ത്രൂ ദാറ്റ്. ക്ഷീരോദൻവത് പ്രദേശേ ശുചി മണിവിളസത് സൈകത്തെ മോക്തികാനാം മാലാക്ലുപ്താസനസ്ഥ സ്ഫടികമണിനിഭൈ മോക്തികൈ മണ്ഡിതാംഗ. സോ ദ വിഷ്ണു രൂപ ദറ്റ് വി ഹാവ് ടു മെഡിറ്റേറ്റ് അപ്പാൻ വൈ ഡൂയിങ് ദ വിഷ്ണു സഹസ്രനാമ. ദിസ് ശ്ലോക ടാക്സ് അബൌട്ട് ദ വിഷ്ണുസ് ഫാം വിച്ച് ഈസ് ആക്ച്വലി സീറ്റഡ് ആൻ എ ത്രോൺ ഓൺ ദ ബാങ്ക് ഓഫ് ദ ക്ഷീരസമുദ്ര. സോ വൺ ഫാം വി ഹാവ് നോർമലി ഈസ് ലൈക്ക് നോ ഈസ് ദ റിപ്പോസ് ദ ലയിങ് ഡൗൺ പൊസിഷൻ ഓഫ് വിഷ്ണു ഇൻ ദ മിഡ്സ്റ്റ് ഓഫ് ക്ഷീരസമുദ്ര and Sesha Sayana. That is one form that we are normally, you know, we are aware of. Here is different one. We are not talking about that form. We are talking about the Vishnu form that is seated on the throne on the bank of Kshirasagara in the sandy tracks there. So Kshirodhanvat Pradeshe, Pradesha, the bank of the Kshirasagara. ഉദൻവത്ത്, ഉദൻവത്ത് മീൻസ് സമുദ്ര ആർ ദ ഓഷൻ. ക്ഷീരോദൻവത്ത് മീൻസ് ക്ഷീരസാഗര ആൻഡ് ദ പ്രദേശേ. സോ ദറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ബാങ്ക് ഓഫ് ദറ്റ് മിൽക്ക് ഓഷൻ. ശുചി മണി വിലസത് സൈകത്തെ, സൈകത്തെ മീൻസ് ദ സാൻഡി ട്രാക്സ് ഓൺ ദ ബാങ്ക് ദേർ ഓൺ ദ ത്രോൺ. How the throne is there and how the Lord is seated, that's being described. So Shuchi Mani Vilasats, so the throne is decorated by the beautiful shining sacred manis or the stones, precious stones, and they are the throne is also decorated by Moktikana Mala Kruptasanastaha. Asana staha, staha staying on asana simhasana. And that is Kupta Virachita made up of or decorated by Moktika Naam Mala. Moktika is the pearls. The pearl garlands are decorating the throne. So on that throne is seated Lord Vishnu. And he has Patika Maninibhaihi Moktikaihi Mandita Angaha. So the Lord is decorated by... is the stula meaning, but actually we need the precious ornaments to decorate us, but for Lord he is so jyotiswarupa, he is so like, you know, personifying his beauty, and also the Lakshmi is like, you know, always there to serve the Lord, even every single form. And one of the ways she is serving is in the abharanas. She is there residing there and serving the Lord. So the abharanas are not decorating the Lord, but the Lord is decorating the abharanas. The abharanas that are decorated by the Lord. So spatika mani nibaihi moktikaihi manditangaha. So the sthula artha is like, you know, he is decorated by the abharana, but the moola artha is the abharanas or the ornaments are decorated. Spatika is crystal, mani is like the precious stones, and nibhaihi like that shining forth, moktikaihi the pearl garland. So the Lord is also wearing the pearl garlands, and the prakasha from the Lord is actually making the ornament shine. So that's how jyotiswarupa the Lord is. So this is what we meditate upon. And while the Lord is seated there, the gods from the heaven, they are coming and they are doing the Abhisheka with the Amruta, Amruta Kalashas they are bringing, and doing Abhisheka of the Lord with the Amruta Jala. So that's conveyed in the next sloka. Shubhraihi, Abhraihi, Adabraihi, Upari, Virachitaihi, Mukta, Piyusha, Varshaihi. Shubhra is like, you know, very pure and Swachha. And then Abhraihi is the meghas, the clouds, and they are adabhraihi, that means plenty, that means lot of the plentitude of the gods are coming and standing on the Meghamandala and doing the Abhisheka to the Lord through the Amruta Kalashas. Piyusha means Amruta. Varshaihi, they are showering the Amruta through the Kalashas. So Mukta means freed from their hands. So they are pouring through the Amruta Kalashas. So Shubraihi, Abraihi, Adabraihi, Uparivirichtaihi. That means the clouds are decorating the upper portion of the Lord's where he is seated, and from the clouds standing there, the devatas are pouring Amruta and doing Abhisheka to the Lord. And the gods are getting joy out of that because the Lord is a personification of bliss. So Anandi, so the Lord is Anandi, Ananda Swarupa, personification of bliss. So he is not getting any additional joy by the Abhisheka of the Amruta Kalashas. The devatas are getting joy by doing the Abhisheka to the Lord because the Lord is personification of bliss, Anandi. So such Lord, Naha as Puniyat, may purify us. So Naha Puniyat, may the Lord purify us. And how is the Lord? He is Ari Nalina Gada Shankha Panihi Mukundaha. The Mukunda, the Moksha Pradayaka Lord, the one who grants the liberation, he is bearing or wearing the four weapons in his four hands. So Chaturbhuja, and Ari is Chakra, and that is Sudarshan Chakra. Nalina is the Padma, and the Gada is the Kaumodaki. Shankha is the Panchajanya Shankha. Panihi, bearing in his four hands. So that such Lord, may he purify us. So this is the second verse. And then, Bhuhu padav yasya nabhir viyat asuhu anilaha chandrasu yavcha netre. Bhuhu padav, the bhumi or the earth is taking shelter on his padas. That means when we need to stand, we need the support of the earth. So the earth is giving shelter to us. And such earth is actually getting shelter from his padas. So his padas are giving shelter to earth, which gives shelter to so many other living beings. So, Bhuhu Padav Yasya, that's why it's described that the earth is the feet of the Lord. Nabihi Viyat, so Yasya, of which Lord? So, of that Lord. Nabihi Viyat, Viyat means the sky. So, the sky is the navel. So, that means the sky is seeking support from the navel of the Lord. Nabhi, a navel. So, and Asuhu Anilaha, and the Anila, Vayudeva, is seeking support from the Asuhu. The Lord, he doesn't have to have any breathing, but to give the force or the energy to the Vayu, he is like, you know, doing a performance. So through the breathing of the Lord, the Vayu is getting the same. So in case of like people ask, we need Vayu to survey. So we do the breathing so that we have the living, the life. So the breathing is needed for us to support our life. Whereas Lord breathes and he gives the support to Vayu. So he doesn't need anything and he gives the support to Vayu. So Asuhu Anilaha, Asur Anilaha. So the Sandhi there. So Nabhir Viyat Asuhu Anilaha. So it's Nabhir Viyad Asura Anilas Chandra Suryo Chanetre. So Chandra Suryo Chanetre, the two eyes of the Lord are Chandra Surya. Here Chandra and Surya are seeking support from the Lord. And so Karana, so here Chandra Suryo Chanetre, Karna Asa, Asha, Asha means diks, the directions. The directions are seeking support from the ears of the Lord. Shiraha Dyauhu. Shiraha means the head. Dyauhu is heavens. The heavens are seeking support from the head of the Lord. So this is like a Vishwarupa Chintana, like that. So this is Virad Rupa Chintana. Dyauhu Mukham. So Mukham Api Dahanaha. So Shiro Dyauhu Mukham Api Dahanaha. Shiras is Dyauhu and Mukha, the face, is Dahana, is Agni. So Dahanaha, the Lord of Fire, is the mukha, seeking support from the face of the Lord. So yasya vasteyam abdihi, vasteyam abdihi, vasoyam abdihi, there are two parts, both are okay. So vasteyam abdihi, vasteyam means the stomach. So the abdhi is the oceans. The oceans are seeking support from the stomach of the Lord. Or vasoyam abdihi means, vasaha means vastra. Vasaha ayam abdihi becomes vasoyam abdihi. So in that case, the garments, vasaha means garments, the garments of the Lord, they are giving support to the oceans. So oceans are the garments of the Lord. So this is the other part of meaning. So vasoyam abdhi yasya vasteyam abdhi vasoyam abdhi. And then antastham yasya vishwam sura nara khaga gobhogi gandharva daityehi. Antastham, residing inside the Lord, is vishwam. The entire universe is residing inside the Lord. So this thought is conveyed in Purusha Sukta also. In Purusha Sukta, brahmanosya mukhamasid bahu rajanya kutha Uru tadasya yadvaishya padbhyam shudro ajayata chandrama manaso jatas chaksho suryo ajayata mukhad indrascha agnischa pranad vayu rajayata nabhya asid antariksham sishno dyau samavartata padbhyam bhumi dishashrotrat tatha lokana kalpayan. So how the Lord creates the, so through these are organs of the Lord which are non-different from the Lord himself. So the feet of the Lord is non-different from the Lord himself. So through his organs, why he, we are describing, so though he is nirakara, he can take the akara, that anything akara he wants. So this aprakruta form of the Lord, akara, through the each limb of the Lord is creating them and giving support to them. So each, like, you know, from the feet of the Lord, the earth is created. And then the earth also gets the support from the feet of the Lord. Like that, everything, they are created from the angas of the Lord. And they get support from the angas or the limbs of the Lord. So this is what is conveyed here. Antastham yasya vishwam. So the entire universe is inside the Lord. The Lord pervades the universe. And the universe is also inside the Lord. So like this, he is inside and outside the universe. So antastham yasya vishwam, sura nara khaga, sura gods, nara humans, khaga the birds, go are the cows, bhogi are the snakes, gandharva gandharvas, daityaihi daityas, by them. So that means all these living beings. So basically, these are upalakshana, the whatever is left out, they are also included. That means entire charachara jagat is having or seeking support from. So antastham yasya vishwam, the prapancha which consists of all this, daityaihi chitram ram ramyate, ramyate ramyate ramyate, amredita we call. So beautified chitram ram ramyate tam tribhuvana vapusham Vishnum Isham Namami. So the Lord Vishnu, Isha, he is the controller of everything. I bow to him. And the Lord Vishnu is Tribhuvana Vapusha. That means Tribhuvana, all three worlds are like the body for him. So that means is not physically they are the body of the Lord. They are as if the body of the Lord. Why is conveyed it like that? Because you, suppose our body is there. If there is a jiva inside the body is functioning. If there is no jiva, the body doesn't function. So like that, this entire universe, it functions when the Lord is inside, giving it energy. So it is as if it is the body of the Lord. That means they are getting energy and existence and the sustenance and everything from the Lord. So that's what is conveyed by this symbolic meaning. So these tribhuvanas are like his body. And such Lord, I bow to him. He is Chitram, is all glorious. And he is Ram Ramyate. All this universe is beautified by the universe that consists of all the ones that have been listed. Sura Naraka Go Bhog, the Gandharva, Daityehi Ram Ramyate. All this universe consisting of with all these beings is beautified by the Lord. So this is how it is said. and then Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And then next slokas is Shantakaram Bhujagashayanam Padmanabham Suresham Vishwadharam Gaganasadusham Meghavarnam Shubhangam Lakshmikantam Kamalanayanam Yogihrudhyanagamyam Vande Vishnum Bhavabhayaharam Sarvalokaikanatham Meghashyamam Pitakausheyavasam Srivatsankam Kaustubodbhasitangam Punyopetam Pundarikayataksham Vishnum Vande Sarvalokaikanatham Namas samasta bhutanam adibhutaya bhubhrute aneka rupa rupaya vishnave prabha vishnave sashankha chakram sakirita kundalam sapita vastram sarasiru hekshnam sahara vakshastala shobhikaustubham namami vishnam shirasa chaturbhujam chayayam parijatasya hemasimhasanopari asinam ambudashyamam ayatakshamalankrutam Sandrananam Chaturbahum Sivatsankita Bakshasam Rukmini Satyabhama Bhyam Sahitam Krishnamashraye. This is the next. Then the Vishnu Sahasranama Sutra continues. And this meaning of these slokas is Lakshmi Kanta, he is the consort of the Lakshmi. Kamalanayana, he has beautiful eyes like the Kamalas, the lotus side. So the reason is normally is the eyes are compared with the lotus is the lotus flower or leaf, though it is inside the water, it does, the water does not stick to it. So like that, the Lord, he is like, you know, pervades this whole universe and everywhere. He is not tainted by any of them. So none of this has any effect on him. So it's like as if the like Kamala Patra or Kamala Pushpa, he is untouched by all that. That is symbolically conveyed by saying the Lord is lotus-eyed. Yogi Hudhyana Gamyam, and he is to be reached. That means all the yogis in their Hudaya, they do dhyana about the Lord. So he is the most desirable one who the by the yogis who meditate upon him in their hearts. So Hrut is heart, dhyana is the meditation, Gamyam, one to be meditated upon by the yogi. So yogi hrut dhyana gamyam, one day I bow to such Lord Vishnu, Vishnum, bhava bhaya haram. He is bhava bhaya hara. That means he removes the fears that are there in the samsara. So bhava is samsara, bhaya is the fears, hara is remover. Sarva lokaikanatham, and he is the most greatest Lord of this entire universe. Megha Shyamam, he is Shyamalavarna, like, so having the color of the dark clouds. Pita Kausheya Vasam, so he is wearing the Pitambara, Pitambara Dhari. So Vasam is the Vastra or Ambara. So the garments that are yellow colored garments, the Mangala garments, he is wearing that. Sivatsankam, Anka is, you know, Chishna. He is having the Srivatsa Chishna on his chest, which is the abode of Lakshmi Devi. Kaustubodh Bhasita Angam. Kaustubha Mani. Kaustubha Udbhasita Angam. Though the literal meaning is like, you know, he has the his body Anga is decorated by Kaustubha Mani. Actually, the Kaustubha Mani is decorated. That's why in Dvashas we say Bhasakam. So Kaustubhamani, he gives the prabhar, prakasha to the Kaustubhamani. Instead of the Kaustubhamani decorating him, he decorates the Kaustubhamani, though he is wearing the Kaustubhamani because he is so Jyotiswarupa. So Kaustubhamani gets decorated by him. Punya Upetam, he is Punya Upeta. That means all the Punya, that means Shubhatva, is personified in him. He is Lord is untouched by, you know, like Papa Punyas are not there for the Lord to do Anubhoga. That means he is not controlled by Papa Punya, but he controls the Papa Punya. So even the Punya is Punyaswarupa, means his auspiciousness is, so auspicious form, that's what it mentioned here. Punya Upeta means his auspicious form he is having. Pundarika Ayataksham. Pundarika is the lotus flower. Like, so he has the eyes that are wide like the lotus petals. Such Vishnu Vande Sarvalokekanatham, the Lord of the all universes, I bow to the Lord Vishnu. Namas Samasta Bhutanam Adi Bhutaya Bhubhrute. Bhubhrut means supporting the earth. So he, the kings are also called Bhubhrut because they rule the planet, earth. And Bhubhrut is the mountains are called Bhubhrut because the mountains give like a balancing force to the earth. So like that, the Lord is Bhubhrute means, one meaning is he is like the king. He is the ruler of the entire universe. That is, so he is described as Bhubhrute. Or Bhubhrute means, if we say like a mountain, he is like, you know, Bhubhrut, he is bearing the mountain. So like Govardhana Dhari or Mandara Dhari. So he is bearing the mountain. That's why also it can be taken as Bhubhrute. As a Bahurihi, Bhubhrut, the mountain, yasya asti, saha Bhubhrute. So to such Bhubhrute is like in Chaturthi Bhakti, to that Lord, Namaha, I bow. Samasta Bhutanam Adi Bhutaya. So for all the living beings, he is the Adi Bhuta, he is the most ancient one, and also he is the creator of all the living beings. And Aneka Rupa Rupaya, he takes up millions of forms, myriads of forms, infinite number of forms he takes. To such Vishnave, Prabha Vishnave, I bow to that Lord Vishnu, who is also a Prabha Vishnu, means Prabhu, Sarvasamartha, and Prabhava is like creator. So one who has the Shila are the characteristic of creating the entire universe. So Prabha Vishnave, that Shilatva of creation, one who is that, to Lord, that Lord, I bow to him. Sa Shankha Chakram Sa Kirita Kundalam. He is having Shankha Chakras, he is having Kirita and the Kundala. So one who is having all this, Sa is Sahita. Sa means Sa Kirita Kundalam, Kirita Kundalaihi Sahitam. Sa Shankha Chakram, Shankha Chakraihi or Shankha Chakrebhyam Sahitaha or Shankha Chakradibihi Sahitaha. Sa Pita Vastram, Pita Vastra Dhari. Sarasiru Hekshanam, Sarasiruha is lotus, Ikshana is the eyes, so one who has the lotus side, so like before. Sahara Vakshastala Shobhi Kaustubham. No, these are the verses collected from various other Puranas, so that's why you see some of the expressions are repeated. So it's not taken from one place, it's taken from multiple places. So that's why you see the repetition of some of the expressions. So, because it's like a collection of the verses, Dhyana Slokas from various Puranas. Sahara Vakshastala Shobhi Kaustubham. So, Vakshastala on his chest, the Kaustubha is placed. So, he is wearing that Kaustubhamani. And to such Lord, I bow. Namami Vishnu. Shirasa Chaturbhujam. The Chaturbhuja Rupi Paramatma Vishnu, I bow to him. Shirasa, that means bowing down my head, and with Vinamra Bhava, I am offering my namaskaras to him. Chayayam Parijatasya Hema Simhasanopari Asinam Ambudashyamam Ayataksham Alankrutam Parijata Ruksha. So Kalpa Ruksha, under the chai, the lords are all like the gods in the heaven, they want to serve him, and he is seated in another form in the shade of the Kalpa Ruksha on a Simhasana. So that's why Parijatasya Chayayam, in the shade of the Parijata Vruksha, Hema Simhasana Upari, Hema Simhasana Upari, on the throne which is the Hema, the Swarna. Hema means Bangara, the gold, golden Simhasana. So the gold is nothing but the Lakshmi's, all the Alankaras that were mentioned before also. Koti koti bhutirillu hata kambaran seve saati ilede maaduti halu yenu dhanyalo lakmi eshtu yenu manyalo. So in that Dasarapada, Lakshmi Devi is like, you know, described as serving the Lord. Though there are so many people who are serving the Lord, Lakshmi wants to serve him in all possible ways. And one of the ways she is serving is in all the abharanas, in the Simhasana, is also Lakshmi, you know, as Abhimani Devata, she is staying there and serving the Lord. So the same Simhasana, the golden throne, is also symbolically representing Lakshmi Devi, who is serving the Lord in that form. So Asinam Ambuda Shyamam. Ambuda is, Ambu is water, the is giver of the water is the cloud, Shyama. So Ambuda Shyama is Megha Shyama. Asinam, seated on the throne, is this Megashyama Lord. Ayataksha Malankrutam. Ayataksha is wide eyed, that means one who has beautiful eyes which are very wide. And Alankrutam, one who is decorated, all that means all these decorations are actually serving the Lord. So he is actually decorating those, and all those decorations are there to serve the Lord. Chandranam Chaturbahum Shivatsankita Vakshasam. Chandranana, he like, no, Chandramukha, so like the moon faced. No, like why we compare with moon, means the moon is the brightness. So that means his face is bright like the moon. But of course, it's like Tuchopama, his brightness is several times higher than the moon's brightness. But still, you know, this kind of Upma Alankara, we call Tuchopama. Though it's much less than Lord, we still compare him, his face to the moon. Chaturbahum, four hands is bearing. Sivat Sankita Vakshasam, Sivat Chachishna is there on his chest. Rukmini Satyabhama Abhyam Sahitam Krishna Mashraye. Krishna Rupa Paramatma, who is seated on the, no, this is actually Krishna Rupa Paramatma, because you know the story where he brings the Kalpavruksha from the heavens and brings to the earth. So under the shade of the Kalpavruksha, which he brought from the heavens, he is seated along with Rukmini and Satyabhama on the throne. To such Lord Krishna, we meditate upon that Krishna form. So this is the describing the Krishna form of the Lord. So like this, these Dhyana slokas are the brief meaning I have given, so that people who recite these slokas, at least they can get a brief gist of the meaning. That's the purpose of that. And then we are going to give the detailed meanings of the Vishwa, Vishnu, Vashatkara, all these meanings, Shabdas. I'll start the meaning of the Vishwa Shabda in the next class. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu, Kayana Vacha, Manasendirva, Buddhyatmanava, Anasusubhavam, Karomi Dhis, Sakram Parasme, Simanarayana, Sri Krishna Arpanamastu. Any questions are there?